Time now for us to talk with Larry Weber. Good morning.
Good morning, and how are you doing there?
Doing really well.
Good, good. You know, these April snows get a lot of people disappointed, but I always think there's a blessing to
them.
We had both rain and snow this week of a couple of inches, including last night. Now, we didn't get as much as you did, but we did get some snow overnight, and there's still patches of snow out here this morning. One of the blessings of it I see is that it adds more moisture to the soil, the ground in April. And April can be a time of fire hazards, and so all the moisture just turns that down. And along with that is more greening. I think this last 2 days, as an example, I could practically see the grass greening, getting greener. It is really responding to these moistures. Forecast now is for warmer days, and we'll see it even more. Interesting time we're in right now as we get into late April. The migration is speeding up, and there's more migrating birds happening all the time. I saw another one this morning. I saw the first Swainson thrush of the season this morning. But we are now at about 14 hours of daylight, and we are at the time of the waning quarter moon. And so it's just definitely the season's getting longer. Days are getting longer. Interesting things that go on at this time. I always love to take a walk in the early morning when it's still dark in April, late April, because there's so many things going on. Yesterday I had an example where I heard three kinds of frogs calling as the spring peeper, the first spring peeper I heard this season, and then the chorus frog and the wood frogs that had been calling already for about a week. They were calling in the early morning hours, and then I heard the flight of the snipe, the winnowing flight of the snipe. I heard the flight and the display from the woodcock. I heard the drumming of the ruff grouse, the call of a barred owl, and then while it's still dark, the song sparrows, the robins, the red-winged blackbirds, mourning doves were all singing. And then a new one for the season, I heard the first winter wren singing. And then the yellow-bellied sapsuckers. The yellow-bellied sapsuckers have come back in good numbers this year, and when they come back, they find a tree somewhere, and they drum really loud. Now, they're the ones that seem to find other place things to drum on as well. And a few years ago, we had one that would come near our house on sheet metal that we had on a tree near the house and bang away at that early in the morning. And, of course, we don't always appreciate that, but that's exactly what it wants. It wants to make a big noise to let all the other yellow-bellied sapsuckers know that this is their place. In addition to that, loon calling from the lake. I heard a loon calling again this morning. We had a sandhill crane fly over while we were walking this morning. That's an interesting bird. It wasn't really that long ago that we never seemed to hear them around here, but now every spring they come across. Kinglets are now in the woods. Both the golden crown, which I saw quite a while ago, and then this past week the ruby crown, also in the woods. Flickers have shown up, grackles, herons. One of the neatest sightings in the area is between here and Duluth, along the St. Louis River. There is quite a good-sized flock of white pelicans, and they've been hanging around for a week or so now, and they'll probably continue to hang around for a while. And we don't usually get good views of white pelicans here. And if you have a chance to get down to some of these places, they just kind of sit around a lot. They're resting, especially when we have some of these cool, windy days. They don't want to try to fly in that, so they'll just sit and wait it out. And I had some great views of pelicans this past week. Huge numbers of juncos still hanging around. They are not at the bird feeder this morning. I had as many as 250 at a bird feeder earlier in the week. And then mixed with them were a few fox sparrows. I don't think I've ever seen a spring of more fox sparrows than there has been these last 2 weeks. It's just been amazing. They are a larger sparrow than normal. They're reddish brown, and their thing that really gives them away is that when they get on the ground, they really scrape. They do a lot of scratching to get their food, and they really show up clearly doing that. And then they have this most beautiful song. Well, many of them have been singing this year as well, just very large numbers, and other people have been telling me the same thing. They've been seeing so many of those. In addition to that, as we get into late April, and this will show up more on clear days like we have forecasted for the next couple of days, butterflies, early season butterflies start showing up. Usually they are the butterflies that hibernate for the winter. There's a whole group of them. We call them angle wings because they have a little notch on their front wing. And there are several species. The one that's probably most obvious to be seen is a very dark butterfly called the morning cloak. And when they wake up in the early spring like this, and there are not too many flowers in bloom, they will go to places where they're sat. Well, a couple of days ago, I was sitting in the backyard, and I noticed how one of the sugar maple trees was just dripping with sap. So I went up and took a closer look, and sure enough, a sapsucker had visited it and made the holes also to feed on some sap.
Ah.
And then it flew away, and the sap continued to drip. Now, on sunny days, when it's warm enough, that's the kind of places you'll see these early season butterflies. The other thing that comes out early at this time, as we get into the last third of April, is the bumblebees. And the bumblebee, everybody dies in the bumblebee hive from last year except the queen. And then she comes out almost always at this late this time of April, usually on a warmer and a clear day, and does some flying around looking for a spot to make a new colony. And she flies real low over the ground because that's where they have their colonies. And one of the places that she'll stop, and I've seen this dozens of times, she'll stop and she'll check out the tunnels that were left over from the winter made by field mice. And so there's always been this connection between field mice and bumblebees,
huh,
which is kind of an interesting thing. It's also probably the best time of the entire year to see that we have wolf spiders living amongst us. They survive the winter under the snow, and now as the snow goes off, we can have a chance to see them moving among the dead grass. Now, as we get into late April, there's also something spectacular that happens in the woods, and I saw it a few days ago, and that was the beginning of the first spring wildflowers. Every year, it's the same kind. It's a flower called hepatica. Hepatica is, the word essentially means liver, and some people call it liver leaf. It's called that because it has a three-lobed leaf that somebody thought looked like our liver. I think that you have to stretch your imagination to see that. But anyway, it blooms. It's always the first one to bloom. And the reason it's always the first one to bloom in the spring is because it keeps its leaves all winter. And so it is ready when the days start getting mild. And, yes, I did see some in bloom. And when they start to bloom, there's always a few more going to be starting late soon after. And I wouldn't be surprised by the time we talk next week, there will be a couple more in bloom. So, yeah, it's going to be a great weekend to get out. I suggest everybody get out and take a look at all these things happening.
Can't wait for my first peeper.
There you go. That's a great critter, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Thanks, Larry.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Take care. Enjoy, and thank you for calling.
All right. Bye-bye. Larry Weber. Weekend Outdoors, regular feature on North Shore Weekend at around 9:30 on Saturday mornings.